Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. Let us pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Father God, we just thank you for watching over us, keeping us, covering with the blood. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to rise up big within me, speak in through and out of me, the word of God, and let the word fall on fertile ground. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, thanks God, I'll be coming out of Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 26, which read as follows. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespassing. This morning, thanks God, put a title to that particular scripture. It would be, your mountain can be moved.
Amen.
Your mountain can be moved.
Thanks
God, I know we're coming to an end of this year and facing a new year, but I just want to encourage you this morning that no matter what you're going through, your mountains can be removed. You see, thanks God, all of us have one time or another to have faced or deal with some mountains in our life. It doesn't matter if you are young or old, all of us have faced the fact of dealing with some mountain in our life. It doesn't matter if you are rich or poor, educated or not, all of us have and had faced the deal with some mountain in our life. It don't matter if you live in Concord, Morrisville, Mount Pleasant, Charlotte, Harrisburg, Southbury, China Grove, Lexington, all of have been faced or deal with the mountains in our life. It don't matter if you're rich, poor, or in between. All of have faced some mountains in our life. It doesn't matter if you're senior, marriage, divorce, widowed, all of us have faced or dealt with some mountain in our life. You can be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You can still belong to any church or not going to any church at all. All of us have faced and dealt with some mountains in our life. As a matter of fact, some of us may be going through or facing problems, mountains in our life right this moment. But I'm here to tell you, saints of God, no matter what mountain that you is going through, God is able. In other words, we are not immune for facing or dealing with mountain in our life, but there's a sweet relief knowing that no matter what mountain you are facing and no matter what mountain you are dealing with right now, saints of God, just be assured that you can remove that mountain because God is bigger than any mountain that you may face. In other words, saints of God, the mountain the mountain in your life is not in control of you. But by the power of God, you control the mountains.
Yes.
For Jesus said in Mark 11, 22 and 23, have faith in God. For I Verily say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in the heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatever you say. Saints of God, stand on the words of God. Have faith in God and speak the word of God. Saints of God. It don't matter if you just stir the word of God, but you got to speak the word, saints of God. I need to encourage you, saints of God, because this is a time we're going through. It's at the end of the year. It's gloom and doom, and we just see death all around. It is time for us to speak the word.
Amen.
Don't just read it. You got to speak it, saints of God. Speak the word of God.
Amen.
Now, it must be understood that the mountain in this verse, saints of God, that Jesus was talking about being removed out of your life, you must understand he wasn't talking about Mount Charleston, Sunrise Mountain, Red Rock Mountain, the Black Mountain, Mount Everest, or any of those physical mountains that we see on earth. The mountain that Jesus was talking about being removed are the mountain of obstructions, mountains of stumbling blocks, mountains of trouble, mountains of burdens, mountains of hardship, mountains of defeat, mountains of fear, mountains of burdens, mountains of uncontrolled anger and bitterness, mountains of discouragement, mountain of disappointment, mountain of failure, mountains of depression and sorrows, mountains of peer pressure, mountain of negative thinking, mountain of low self-esteem, mountains of sickness, mountains of crisis. Saints of God, in other words, the mountain that Jesus was talking about is the, in this scripture, was anything that stops you from your progressing and growing in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. It means anything that stops you from coming to church, anything that stops you from joining the church, anything that stops you from worshiping the Lord, anything that stops you from serving the Lord. The mountain that the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about in this scripture is a mountain that keeps you stagnating, have you going backwards. It will keep you from moving forward in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's anything that keeps family from having peace and love to rule in their home. It is anything that keeps husband and wife from loving each other. It is anything that keeps the children from honoring and obeying their parents. It is anything that keeps children from doing well in school. And Jesus said, when you are facing or dealing with in the type of mountain in your life that has you all messed up, saints of God, first of all, you need to look towards heaven, pray, and have faith in God to help you deal with the mountains in your life.
Yes.
That is, you need to trust God, saints of God. No matter what you're going through, you need to trust God. Don't put your trust in man, saints of God, but put your trust in God.
Amen.
Believe in him. You need to have confidence in God, saints of God. You need to rely on God. You need to believe on and in God himself.
Yeah.
When you're facing life mountain, saints of God, Jesus said in John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Saints of God, believe in God. Don't put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in government. Don't even put your trust in yourself sometimes, because you yourself talk yourself out of the word of God. Your mountain can be removed. You see, saints of God, and the reason why we should have faith in God and not doubt when we are facing the mountain in our life, because God is bigger than any of your mountains. God is stronger than any of your mountains. God is larger than any of your mountains. God is wiser and smarter than any of your mountains. Yeah. God is powerful than any of your mountains. No matter what you're going through, saints of God, God got your back. But you got to stand on the word, you got to read the word, and most important, you got to speak the word. You got to speak it, saints of God. Whatever mountain is in your life, you got to speak to that mountain. Just trying to encourage you, saints of God, because Satan, he is defeated, and this is a time that he's trying to just make everybody just depressed and sad. But saints of God, from here on out into the new year, tell Satan he is a liar and the truth is not in him. I am an overcomer. And any mountain that's in your life, speak to that mountain. You see, saints of God, if God is stronger than your mountain, then the mountain you are facing, dealing with, is very weak against God. If God is bigger than your mountain, then the mountain you are facing is smaller than God. If, matter of fact, when you are comparing your mountain with God, it looks like a molehill. God is powerful, saints of God. God is a God of truth. God is a God of faith. God is a God of mercy. God is a God of grace. God is a God of God. He is powerful, and no mountains can stand when you call on the name of Jesus. Your mountain shall be removed. You see, saints of God, there's not a senior mountain that God cannot handle. Not one senior mountain in your life that God cannot handle. God is powerful. And if you just trust God and do not doubt and set to your mountain to be moved and cast into the sea. In other words, mountain, go back to the pits of hell from which you came. Because all good and perfect gifts come from God. And these mountains in your life is from the devil. It's from the pits of hell. Send them right back to him. I'm not mad and angry, thank you, God, but sometimes you just have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of what Satan is doing. You got to speak up. Speak to these things. Amen. Speak to them, and they shall come to pass. Psalm 37, verse 3 through 5 said, trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thy dwell in the land, and verily thou shall be feared. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Mark 11, 24, as we just read, said, therefore I say unto you, that these soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. When you pray, saints of God, start thanking God for the situation. Start thanking him right now for whatever you have prayed. Thank him that you're already receiving. Amen. For that mountain to be removed. Yes, we have to have faith in God, pray to God in faith, not doubting if we want to be able to move the mountains out of our life. But I want to emphasize this one thing, saints of God. You cannot live any kind of way and expect the mountain in your life to be moved. You cannot use and sell drugs and expect your mountain to be removed. You cannot be getting drunk on alcohol and expect your mountain to be removed. You cannot be cussing people out on Saturday and come to church on Sunday and expecting your mountain to be removed. You cannot be lying, stealing, cutting up in school, being disobedient to your parents and expecting your mountain to be removed. You cannot be mistreating your husband or your wife, not providing for your children, messing with someone else's husband or wife and expecting your mountain to be removed. You cannot hold a grudge against someone and expect your mountain to be removed. Mark 11, 25 and 26 said, "And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespassing." You see, saints of God, go into the new year with forgiveness. Forgive, go forgive whoever somebody might did you wrong. Somebody might cuss you out. Somebody might stole from you. Somebody might just mistreat and persecute you. Yes, forgive. It not only will help them, but it will help you. Don't hold a grudge coming into this new year. Matter of fact, don't hold a grudge going into tomorrow. Although tomorrow is not promised, but just in case you be have God have grace and mercy on you that let you see another day.
Amen. That's right.
Forgive. Starting right now. Forgive your brothers and your sister. You see, when it comes to moving your mountains, God will sometimes just move the mountain out of your way. Or sometimes God will send a person in your life for a season, for a reason, just to help you move the mountain out of your life. Now, right here, saints of God, because God put somebody in your life, don't mean they're going to be there forever.
Amen.
Don't try to hold on to them and this and that. When God put them in to do what needs to be done, to remove that mountain, he will replace that person. Or sometime God will give you the power, give you the strength, give you the wisdom, and give you the direction, give you the guidance, and he will give you the understanding. He will give you the knowledge. He will give you the experience. He will give you the revelation that it found in the word of God to enable you to remove the mountains out of your life. That's why it is so important, saints of God, that as Christians to be in the word of God so that you can be able to handle the mountain that we are facing with or dealing with within our life. But as contrary as it may sound, saints of God, sometimes God will not move the mountain out of your life, but he will sometimes guide you around that mountain, or he will give you the strength to climb over that mountain, or better yet, God will bless you to go through that mountain. But knowing this one thing, if God does not move the mountain, it will be for your benefit to be a character in your life. And it will be for his glory, saints of God. I'm almost through. As the scripture said in Romans 8:28. It said, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who is according to his purpose." So no matter what, saints of God, that you are going through, God got it all worked out. He will make it come together and work good for his purpose. No matter what you are going through, saints of God, God's word is true. You see, saints of God, the reason why I know God would sometimes not move some mountain out of your life is because, and Apostle Paul had a mountain in his life, a thorn in his flesh. He had prayed three times for this mountain, for this storm to be in the flesh, to be moved out of his life. But instead of moving that mountain out of his life, Jesus told him in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength had my purpose in weakness." You see, saints of God, your mountain might not be moved right then. It might not be moved tomorrow or next week or next year. But be assured that if you stand on your word, stand on his word, speak his word, have faith, and do not doubt, that mountain will be removed. Amen. It might not be on your time, but God is always on time. Amen. Just trust him, saints of God. You got to trust him. Amen. You see, saints of God, in other words, Jesus told the Apostle Paul that his grace is all he needed to handle the mountain in his life. And likewise, the grace of God is just enough, and all we need is to handle the mountain in our life. If it was good for Paul, it is good. His grace is good for us, because God don't have no respect of person. You see, saints of God, and throughout the Bible, we read about people who faced with mountain in their lives, but God was able to help them overcome the mountains. For example, Joseph was rejected by his brother, sold into slave, lied upon, and was put into jail. But in due time, Joseph went from the prison house to Pharaoh's palace. Because while Joseph was going through the storm of his life, God was able to help him overcome the mountain in his life. God have no respect of person. Another example is Daniel and the three Hebrew boys. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, but God saved Daniel from getting eaten up by the lion. The three Hebrew boys were thrown in the furnace, but God was with them in the furnace of fire and kept them from being burnt up. Why? Because God helped them overcome their mountain. God have no respect of person. Another example is Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, he was put in prison and beaten with a rod for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was bitten by a snake. He was shipwrecked. He was troubled on every side, but not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Why? Because God was able to help Paul with the mountain he faced in his life. Amen. And just as Apostle Paul needed the Lord Jesus Christ to help him deal with the mountain in his life, you and I need the Lord Jesus Christ to help us deal with the mountain in our life. Saints of God, we need God more now than ever. We need God because this world is getting more and more to the end time. We need God, saints of God, to be faithful to God and have faith in God so he can be faithful into us. God is always faithful, saints of God. And his word is true. In closing, saints of God, we cannot handle life mountain by ourselves. We cannot move the mountain out of our life by ourselves. We need the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives to help us to handle and to move the mountain that are in our life, saints of God. The Bible said in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Amen.
Separated from the Father, looked down. Come on, he was up on the cross and said, "Father, forgive them." The ones that pierced him, The ones that pulled his beard out. You can't do that naturally. He did it as the Lamb of God that was slaughtered. He did it because that was his purpose. He was God. He was love. Love's greatest battle is death. He conquered death. He defeated it for us. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. So thank God he showed us how to do it. He gave us the strength, like Reed talked about, that messenger of Satan, that thorn in the flesh, the Apostle Paul. It was the devil. It was death. It was destroying mankind. It was sin. But my grace is sufficient. My grace. In other words, Jesus told Paul, you got what it takes, Paul. You got my grace. It's sufficient to move that mountain, Paul. Move it. And when the Holy Ghost came upon Paul, he moved it. He moved the devil. He would move that obstacle. Amen. God says move it has got to move. So before we get ready to pray, a few words I heard through this message. Sow where you want to go. Sow where you want to go. We had one of our family get-togethers last night, and sometimes it's good. You know, we like to sit with people we're familiar with. You know, Sherry told you a story. She didn't know that lady she gave that card to. Well, my table was full. They're getting bigger, but it's kind of like, man, there was no room for me in the table. There was no room for Jesus in the inn. But that didn't stop Jesus. That didn't stop Mary. She said, I will find a place. So there wasn't no room for me at that table, so I sat over here at the other table. They had plenty of room. You know what? There's problems at my table, my family table, but there's problems over here too. But what do we got to do? We got to take the answer to the problem. So I went over there, and we're talking, we're fellowshipping, and some financial issues we're talking about, you know, some disability not being paid. Had it not been for family members, they'd be on the street. And they kind of look at me. I'm not going to say no names, but they kind of said, well, you don't have those problems anymore, do you? I said, oh, yeah, they're just bigger. I'm not where I used to be, but the devil takes attacks at everybody. Come on. There was times me and Sherry, after we got born again, now we were in some debt. We owe some credit card debtors. This was before Christ. I'm stuck in this system. I was the main problem. Sherry would tell you, she'll say amen. Amen. We were both sinners. We were both lost, but we had a lot of problems. But just like Reed prayed, God gave me some revelation. He gave me some wisdom. When I got born again, I found out by when I read the word, revelation came. The light came on. I wasn't created to be in debt. I was like, my God. You know what I did? I put that card away. And the other card away. I had MasterCard, you know, all the JCPenney, all these cards. Because when my boys wanted to go coon hunting and they didn't have equipment, they knew I had a card. And they knew I wouldn't say no. So we go get it on MasterCard credit. Coon lights, coon hunting lights, equipment, beer, Bud Light. See, I had the light, but it was Bud Light back then. It wasn't the light. I'm just being honest with you. I didn't have Christ. And I was getting our life in trouble. I was building mountains and mountains upon mountains. But when we got born again and I read the word, my wife didn't tell me, quit spending money. I said, praise God, I'm not going to use it. Now, I had to get together. We got together and we consolidated. And I said, we got to get rid of this debt. God can do miracles, still does them. But eventually, I climbed that mountain and got to the top. Got out of debt. Hallelujah. But there's always a mountain waiting for you that you got to stay in the Word of God. So you want to go. And I told you there was times when me and my wife went to our family gatherings and my wife was praying, Lord, there's extra hamburgers and hot dogs. This is one of our birthday families. She's praying over there. Lord, we sure could use some of them extra hamburgers and hot dogs. She didn't want to say, you know, but my sister said, or my sister-in-law said, hey, do y'all need some extra? Y'all need to take some hamburger, hot dogs home? My wife said, yeah, we'll take some. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why? We were getting out of debt, but we were struggling. We was going up the mountain. You know, the Lord was helping us. David said, I've never seen the righteous. Now, we become righteous because of Christ. Not by my works, but by his works. And I found out, I said, Lord, David said to righteous, I've never seen them forsaken, nor their seed, out begging for bread. So you got to tell your body, your bank account, your creditors, you got to love them. The Bible says, forgive them. Forgive me my debts as I forget my debtors. Amen. Lord, they didn't know what they were doing. They keep sending me these cards. Hey, you get out of debt, them cards, they still keep sending you mail, right? They want your interest. Amen. They're interested in you because the interest is bad. That's a bad dude. Amen. But we got revelation. Quit using the card, Robert. Say no. I'll wait. I'll sow where I want to go. I started giving into the kingdom when I got born again. I said, I ain't been given nothing to God. That was my problem. Nothing from nothing equals nothing. I was past nothing. I was going negative. Negative. Where's Morgan? Well, you hear this. This is going to be on. You ain't going to get her, Leo. But a couple prayers here. We're going to release our faith. Faith has already been released. We're going to add to it a little bit. As the Lord said, amen. Baby Creed. The word came this morning, so I'm going to amplify it. Baby Creed, which is Shelby's granddaughter. Great-grandson. Granddaughter, grandson. That's generation to generation. Baby Creed will succeed. Just as, and I sent this text, just as Moses was a baby that the devil tried to destroy, just as God raised up Moses, raised up the deliverer, God's raising up baby Creed, and he's going to deliver people. See, when the devil gets the mess and God gets the blessing, see, what the devil meant for harm to baby Creed, God's going to turn around and he's going to be the seed. Come on, Creed's going to be the seed that God's going to destroy principalities and powers. Not by might, not by strength, but by the Spirit of God, we're releasing our faith to this family. And God's going to come forth and he's going to perform it. That's by the anointing of God. Done in Jesus' name. Now, it's got to be received, but the words, come on, church, we are agreed. It's got to be believed, but we are agreeing right now that he will succeed. Not only him, but Morgan, the whole family. See, God's not looking for one. He's looking for generations. That's baby Creed. That's one. That's one. Now, and Morgan, this kind of goes along. See, her mother's, baby Creed's mother's name is Morgan. So as Morgan sang, Mary, did you know? Baby Creed's mother, Morgan, will also know. Amen. She's going to also know that her baby boy Creed will succeed. Mary, did you know? Morgan, do you know? Why? What is it, Reed? We know. In whom? What? We know in whom we have believed. I don't plan things. I study. Come on, we study, don't we, Pastor Jim? We study to show him approved. We study to show God approved. I approve these prayer messages. See, so come up here. You got a praise report. I got to use my notepad more often. I got people come to me, my people here. This is my people, my shepherd. God gives me the sheep here. They tell me they're going to have some surgeries and stuff. And sometimes I don't write it down. I try to put it in my memory bank. And sometimes I don't. So I'm getting ready to go ask him, you know, when is your surgery? Well, he'd already had the surgery.
I did. What a mighty God we serve. I mean, a good God. And we're just fortunate to live in this country that we can freely come and worship like this, because there's a lot of people that can't do that. lot. I mean, they're persecuted, but y'all prayed for me a couple weeks ago about my knee, and I told you that I said, I'm going to walk out of that place. They wouldn't let me. I could have, but they wouldn't let me walk out. I was a little woozy, but I didn't have any pain. My knee was sore. I still got a couple of stitches in it, but thank you, Lord, for my healing, and thank you for your prayers. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas.
That's Mark 11, 22, 23, 24. What? He had a desire, but he went past having a desire till he had a conception. Well, I desired to get married. Amen. That's a good desire. God, it's not good that man be alone. God sent me a woman. I said, God sent me a woman by design. By his design and by her design. Amen. Any single people in here? Yeah, some single, but okay. That's okay to be single and young. It's good. God is good. God has good plans for his children. Just like mom, just like I have good plans for my children. All I ask them is love God. That's what we've taught them. We put the seed in there. That's all God is asking us to do, is love my son. He gave his only son. He didn't ask for us to do it. Before he created us, he looked at Jesus, his son, and said, when I do this, son, there's going to be some trouble. But he said, we need fellowship. God's the creator. He created us in his image. And in his likeness. See, that's one problem. That's why the devil hates you so bad. He's not a man. God, the devil, he was an angel. He's a fallen angel. He was the praise and worship leader angel. We sung about angels this morning. He wanted to be above the Most High. He wanted to have, he led heavens, praise and worship. But he wanted that worship that only could go to God. And God said, you're not going to have it. Kicked him out. But God still needed worship. He still needed somebody to praise him and worship him. So he said, I'm going to create man in my image, in my likeness. To what? To praise me, to worship me. See, we got that anointing. Amen. He was the anointed cherub, Lucifer. God always has a replacement. Amen. So he put that anointing. We're creating his image. So every time the devil sees you, that used to be his position. See, they can't do it anymore. They don't have that position anymore. But we have it. We can praise him. We can worship God. I'm creating his image. So every time the devil sees you worshiping God, you took his place and he can't never get it. There's no repentance for him. We got that position. Angels ain't created in God's image. We are. Man, that is high. You can't get no higher than that. Ain't that good? Jesus said, Father, I'll go and I'll be the sacrifice. Before God even created us, he knew everything that was going to happen. And prepared Jesus, prepared the sacrifice. That when we would fall, when we would fail, Jesus would never fail. He presented his blood. Jesus presented his blood. You're watching online. Your Christmas, you're depressed today. You're thinking about Christmas and you get depressed. You're thinking about Christmas and you don't think about being blessed. That can change. You can change that today. If you're in this place and you're depressed, you might be born again like Reed said, and you still got problems and they're depressing you. You need to praise God from whom all blessings flow. And that's what we're here today to agree. Romans 10, 8 through 10. You can get out of that. You can move that mountain by calling on the one, Jesus, who stood on Golgotha's hill, was crucified and bled. And said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. and offered up his blood. That's what Christmas is all about. It's about Christ must. We've come together to celebrate not only his birth, but his life, death, and resurrection. That's what Christmas is about. It's about Christ in us, his people, the hope of glory. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this gathering here today. Lord, you told us to gather together, talk about Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for needs you have met and needs you have already met. And we thank you right now, Father God, that you're getting the praise and the glory. We're giving you that in advance for moving mountains out of our life today. Nothing too big, nothing too small. Jesus took care of it all. And we thank you for that, Father. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. And thank you for it, Father. Lord, there's people that's supposed to be here today that for some reason the devil's got them blinded. They think this is the worst place they need to be. This is the best place. Lord, there's churches that's closed that need to be open. So, Father, we just call light. You said light be. We still say light be. Let them be here, Lord. Let them come here and be filled with your presence. Be filled with your glory. And we give you the praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Any personal prayer?
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.